Hello, and welcome to another episode of Clean Bill of Health, Harris County Medical Society's legislative podcast. I'm Dr. Mina Sinacori, the president of HCMS. Today, we're going to talk about what's going on in the 88th legislative session that could affect your practice and your patients. We now have less than 45 days to go in this session, and things are moving very quickly. So I'm going to give you overviews of three of our top priority issues. Let's start with scope of practice. There have been more than 100 scope of practice bills filed this session, and we are tracking every one of them. So far, we have been very successful keeping the really bad ones at bay. However, on Monday, April 17th, House Bill 4404 had a hearing in the House Public Health Committee. This bill is a sneaky attempt to get independent practice for advanced practitioner nurses. On its surface, the bill simply seeks to create a new interstate licensure compact to make it easier for APRNs in one state to practice in another state. But buried in the middle of the bill is a provision that would allow any participating state's law allowing independent practice for APRNs to take precedence over Texas law. The multi-state license for APRNs also would include prescriptive authorities for non-controlled prescription drugs. These provisions would remove our state law requirements that APRNs practice and prescribe under physician delegation and supervision. In essence, in-state and out-of-state APRNs licensed under the compact would be given authority to practice medicine in Texas without any of the education, training, or expertise that you have. TMA had several physicians in Austin to testify against this bill, and we will keep it bottled up in committee for as long as we possibly can. Next, I want to turn your attention to our efforts at insurance reform. We have been working on reforming the health insurance industry for many years, both through the legislative and the regulatory process. However, we've learned the health plans were exploiting some pretty big loopholes in the regulatory process. For example, more than 90% of commercial health plans networks filed with the Texas Department of Insurance in 2022 did not meet state network adequacy standards. In addition, physicians have reported great difficulties in contracting with insurers, and we've even discovered that health plans are unilaterally making contract changes, which negatively affect physicians without the consent of the contracting physicians. State Representative Dr. Greg Bonin, a neurosurgeon from Friendswood, decided to add some teeth to the regulatory and enforcement process, and we strongly endorse his bill, which would firstly codify requirements that health plans monitor and demonstrate network adequacy compliance. Secondly, bar health plans from unilaterally implementing contract changes. And lastly, ensure compliance with state surprise billing laws for post-stabilization care for exclusive provider organizations, rather than deferring to the federal surprise billing law, which TMA has already successfully challenged twice in federal court. Finally, we've had success with the House of Representatives' version of the state budget. The House passed their version of the budget earlier this month, and now the Senate is working on their own version. Interestingly, the budget is the only piece of business the legislator is constitutionally required to pass. The House version fully funds our request for graduate medical education at the 1.1:1 ratio. This will allow every Texas medical school graduate to have a residency spot if they want one. The House budget also provides more money to help Texas medical students. It adds $6 million to the Physician Education Loan Repayment Program and provides $2 million for the Family Practice Residency Program. Finally, the House budget includes additional funds for various programs and services. They agreed to a 10% increase in pay for Medicaid services for 0 to 4-year-old patients. The Senate is only considering a 3% increase, so we have to fight this before the final budget is approved. There is also more money for mental health and behavioral health programs and women's health programs, such as money to expand the mobile women's health clinics. And that's it for today's update. Please watch your inbox for emails from both TMA and HCMS. This is the stage of the legislative session where we frequently call on you to contact your local legislator and educate them on a bill that they might be asked to vote on. If you get such an email request, contact your House or Senate member's office as quickly as you can, because with fewer days remaining in the session, time is of the essence. Thank you so much for your support of HCMS.